Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration for big time cleanup jobs, which I'm thinking. We may need to get Paul Davis in here on this restroom after Riggins just got out of it. Oh, that's funny. So if you've had a flood or, let's say, in your office, the sprinkler system kicked on in the middle of the night and nobody knew, and you got there, everything was all messed up. Paul Davis Restoration send their emergency technicians out to clean it up, repair it, get it right back to the way it was before the little sprinkler mishap. And people say that mold in your house is not good for you.
I've heard that's problematic.
That's about the only plant my wife can keep alive. That's pretty funny. She's not good with flowers, I tell you. Oh, hey, yeah, my wife kills all the plants. So if you have mold, Paul Davis can handle that as well. So here's what you do. You go to, when you need Paul Davis in an emergency situation, you go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. But if you see a Paul Davis vehicle somewhere and you want us to know that you've seen it, then you send us a direct message on social medias with the picture and include the caption, Paul love it, Paul love it. You're not going to win anything from doing that. It's just fun. It's a fun game. It's kind of like a Paul Davis scavenger hunt is what it is. And you can see those trucks all over the country. Doesn't matter where you are. Send us a picture and say, Paul love it, Paul love it. You know why? Because Paul loved that. When those pictures come in. So Alexis was taking some horseback riding lessons yesterday. And I didn't say y'all shouldn't say horseback riding. I just said that that's in our language, that's something that's redundant. I didn't say don't say it.
Well, I know.
It's just like, you know, because you're not going to ride on a horse's front. You're going to only ride on its back. Like sometimes in those circus acts and everything, they'll ride on a horse's neck, you know, where they'll do tricks around the horse's neck. But you wouldn't really just jump up there and ride on a horse's neck. So it's always going to be on its back, you know, kind of like Alexis on the weekends.
Stop.
What?
Get out of here.
What?
And I know you told me not to change how I say it, but every time that I had brought up horseback riding, you said that same comment.
Yeah.
So, in order to avoid that comment, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to say horse riding.
Okay. Saying that had the exact same effect.
Exactly. So, I can't win.
No.
It's working out well.
So, what I do in this room, I can't win.
So, you know how if Alexis does something that she feels like she's good at, which is everything.
Yeah.
You notice that she thinks she's great at everything she tries.
Does she?
Yeah,
I think so.
She does. So now she says in a former life she was a cowboy because she took to the horse riding so quickly.
She's a whisperer.
It was so easy to her that she must have been a cowboy in a former life.
Yeah, well, that's the only solution answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like it was in my blood.
Yeah.
And it probably was because I feel like my ancestors rode horses.
I think all of ours did. I mean, wouldn't you think?
Unless you're from Alaska.
They have horses
in
Alaska.
You don't have horses.
What?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Don't lie. They got horses in Alaska.
Yeah.
They don't go horseback riding. There's too much snow.
It's not always covered in snow.
It's not always covered in snow.
Okay. State, is it? I bet Antarctica doesn't have horses.
Yeah, but whose ancestors came from Antarctica?
The Arctics.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Get a map. Try that. Try looking at a globe, giving that a spin. Duh.
She did make it look natural. It was impressive first. I was very impressed. I've never been horse riding though.
And listen, it's hard because he's like, okay, you have to grab the reins, and to get it to go, to get her to go, you have to go right, left, kick, and then go. And I'm like, all at the same time. Like, yeah. I can't even. That's why I can't drive a manual car, because that's too many things at once.
Is that the way you did it?
She was like,
is that the way? It wasn't. Let's go.
What is happening right now? Yeah.
But I'm just asking because I don't know if city horses are different than country horses.
I think I dips like a cat. Maybe that's why.
Where was it? That's a good point. I didn't think about horse. That. It's a city horse.
It's a city horse.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's a city horse?
It lives in the city.
Yeah.
Where in the city does it live?
Charlotte.
I know that
is the city.
I got that.
It's like off of exit 18, off of 45.
Okay, but it's... Mm. Okay, it's...
So I don't know what part of Charlotte that really is.
But it still wouldn't be out in the, kind of in the...
I mean, there's land. Obviously, it's like, there's a lot more land than there is in the regular city, but...
Yeah, it's not uptown.
No, it's not uptown, yeah.
But it's still a city horse. Yeah. It's not out in the country.
Yeah, like, while I was riding a horse, the mailman was dropping off mail, so...
Stephanie said, y'all can leave Lexus alone. She said she was bad at cake decorating yesterday.
I did say that.
But then she ended up saying that it looked good, and she got it together by the end of it, and then started bragging about it.
I didn't brag about it.
Yeah, wasn't she bragging about it? I thought she was.
I just said that I made it look good at the end.
It looked okay.
Right, but that's bragging.
I believe you didn't
even see it in real life.
I believe you said something about being a master baker afterwards, and you didn't bake it.
Rob, what did I tell you earlier? What did I say?
What was the horse's name?
I forgot.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. I forgot. Destiny
glue
or
stick?
Something?
Glue stick?
Destiny or something.
You know that's how they make glue, right? They use horses.
Horses what?
They make glue out of horses.
Horses what?
Horses' carcasses.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
No, that's 100% true.
Mm-hmm. No.
Look it up.
Google it.
I am Googling it.
Google it.
How do we make glue?
Or are horses used in making glue? Do that one.
They're not like killing the horses just to make glue, right?
No, but it's when it's time for the horse to be put down. That's what they use them for.
Our horses used to make glue.
Now, it used to be that way. I don't know if they've invented something to keep from having to do that, but...
It looks like it has to do with collagen.
Yeah.
Ew. It also can be made from pigs and cattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, I need an art project. I need a... cow real quick.
Let's see. Why Elmer's glue has the cow logo. Mm-hmm.
Do they still?
Oh, that's kind of messed up.
No, I think Elmer's glue has the cow on it because it looks like milk.
Oh.
That's what I always thought, that it looks like milk.
Yeah, do they still use horses to make glue? As large muscled animals, horses contain a lot of glue-producing collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Glue has been produced from animals for thousands of years, not just from horses, but from pigs and cattle as well. Elmer's glue uses no animal parts. Only a few of the glue manufacturers still distribute glue made from animals.
Thank God.
I wonder if that's gorilla glue is made with real gorillas.
Harambe.
Wouldn't that be some shit if you find out? Oh my God, they actually use gorillas.
Yeah, they got the name.
That would be funny.
I learned so much on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to get out more. Experience things.
You're right.
But how often are you going to start riding horses? I mean, could that be your thing? Like, you're going to start doing trail rides and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're supposed to, the next time I go, we're going to go to a larger area so I can roam by myself. And then I'm going to bring a lasso the next time. And then I'm going to try to, like, lasso while I'm riding the horse.
Oh, what what kind of tiny rope is she going to have to use for a lasso?
And shouldn't you practice that before you just show up and try to throw a lasso off of a horse? Because that could end up throwing you off the horse.
Well, no, I'm just going to like get the motion going. That's it.
Yeah.
And hold on to the horn while I'm doing it. See that? Mm. I know the terms.
Yeah. Now,
okay.
Did the instructor tell you that that front middle piece of the saddle is the horn, or did he tell you that a part of his anatomy is the horn?
No, the thing on the
for
saddle.
You to hold on to.
Stop it. Gross.
Grab the horn.
You gotta hold the horn while you swing the rope.
What is the horn? I missed that.
That middle part of the saddle sticks up in the very middle.
Okay.
Hold on to it. And you also have to hold on to the reins at the same time and like move it while you're trying to get the horse to move. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I was like.
It is. And I don't like riding horses. I used to do it when I was a kid, teenager and all that. My dad loves horses. He used to break horses. He would run a horse Ponzi scheme on them till they were just flat broke.
Yeah, y'all had horses, didn't you? Did you own a couple horses?
Yeah, but he would do that breaking horses where you just go get on a wild one and jump on it until it bucks and gets tired of bucking, and then it's broken.
Your dad did that?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah. But I never liked it. You know, a motorcycle is way better than a horse.
Well, it's not even comparable.
Well, I mean,
I have to agree. It's
what?
I prefer mozzarella sticks over horses.
Yeah, like, okay.
But yeah, well, the steel horse, you know.
But if you're going to ride one through a field, I'd rather be riding a dirt bike through a field than a horse.
Yeah.
And Jody's friend that you met yesterday next door here, she's in the horse world.
I know.
But she doesn't have city horses. She's got country horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her
Did she
horses
say
are
she
beautiful.
Would let you ride her horses, or are they too expensive for you? She's like, I'm not turning my horses over to you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you can come pet them.
So sway back city horses are fine.
You can come pet them anytime. Can I ride them? No, but you can pet them.
Mm. Not doing all that.
You bring a sugar cube, and you can feed them a carrot or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't they sell the really high priced horses?
Sperm,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
to other people. Uh-huh. That's like big business.
The race horses and stuff. Yeah.
Do you remember that scene? Oh, you didn't watch Yellowstone, did you?
Mm-mm.
There's a scene in the last season of Yellowstone that you actually see them acquiring the sample, so to speak.
It sucks to be that guy.
Oh my god,
it's wild.
Mm, it's so hot.
Is it a lot?
Yeah.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of gallons.
Is it real?
No, I don't know. But it's
another bottle, quick.
Yeah.
It's going everywhere.
Give me that. Oh my god.
We're gonna need the 5 gallon bucket.
Oh my goodness.
Where's
gracious.
The drum? Just go ahead and bring the drum.
That's crazy. And then they sold it?
Yeah.
How
or,
did they tell?
Or they will Is take it if they have a bunch of horses themselves, they would take it and inseminate one of their female horses with it to get more horses from that stud.
Has it ever been found out that somebody was selling like cheap horses sperm as expensive horses sperm?
Yeah.
So how do you find
sure
it? Is it a
genetics test probably?
A taste test to figure out?
Ew. That's disgusting.
I think they figure it out when the colt is born.
After the fact, yeah. Like how would you know?
Right. You know. When it's you know slipping down on the grass, can't walk right.
They know it's not.
This is high quality.
Like it's making Three Stooges noises and things like that. Whoop whoop whoop.
This ain't no Clydesdale.
Yeah, this horse is not going to be winning the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. It's got a dunce hat on.
Yeah, it's got a goofy look on his face.
Yeah.
Hmm. What a
That's
job.
A huge, huge business. And There's all kinds of chicanery that goes on.
Yeah, that guy that just got kicked out of like horse racing just recently because he was lying about steroids in the horses or something. And he seemed, you saw a picture of him, but he just looked like a shady individual.
Yeah, a lot of, I think a lot of crimes can be solved just on looks.
This guy, yeah.
You know, you can look at the person and tell.
You look like the type.
That's what I was going to say if they would have selected me to, you know, question me about being on the jury that day when I was in the pool, the jury pool. I was going to say, and I wouldn't be lying. And they say, can you be impartial, whatever. I would have said, I would like to say that I can, but I don't think I can because I'm looking at the way he's dressed now and the way he looks. He looks like a drug dealer to me.
Yeah. Didn't you say something like, you were telling him, look at his shoes.
Pointy, silver patent leather shoes with his chain on the outside of his tie. Yeah, he's a drug dealer.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
This message caught my eye. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it starts with the words. So here's my inappropriate question for Riggins. Oh. She says, we know he doesn't go out to bars much, doesn't belong to clubs or groups, goes to bed extremely early, and doesn't have a girlfriend. But he appears to have a fairly active piano life, meaning sex, with the ladies given comments that are made from time to time. Where does he meet these women? I'm to the point where I'm hoping these are Tinder hookups and not actual prosies.
Oh, wow.
No, they're prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. Or were.
Yeah, I don't like to call them prostitutes.
They were prostitutes till he killed them.
Well, they're still a prostitute, even if they're dead.
But you say you're not on Tinder anymore to be meeting people.
Oh,
Oh, okay. I thought you just did the Tinder just to see who you matched with or who swiped you or whatever.
Sometimes that is fun.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. Oh, I dabbled.
I dabble a little bit here and there. But that is fun. No, a lot of people do that, and I'm guilty of that, too. Sometimes it's more fun. Not more fun, but it's, if you don't feel like doing anything, it's fun to see who you match with and flirt a little bit.
I think everybody would be curious to see if they match and with how many people, all that kind of stuff on Tinder.
But Tinder is different, though, than if they take your personality profile and all of that stuff and then match you with somebody they think you would be good with, right? Because if you match somebody on Twitter, it's because you like the way she looks and you swiped a certain way, and then she likes the way you look and swiped a certain way. So that wouldn't be offensive in any way. But if somebody else is telling you who you are on the same level with and you feel like you're above that, then that could be insulting.
Yeah, I can see that would be insulting.
You know, yeah, they think, who does that?
Don't those other services like
Match and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've never done the website ones.
Yeah, I'm with TJ. I thought the others would take your information, someone else's information, and kind of, hey, you two seem to like you would hit it off kind of thing.
And it could be a wake-up call to somebody. And they said, this is the guy that they think type of guy I should be with? Well, maybe I'm not as great as I think I am. Maybe I'm not as pretty as I think I am. for them to hook me up with this weirdo, uggo.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it like that.
Or it would be like, how dare they?
Yeah, but there's nobody behind the scenes at Match going, this person's a six, so I'm going to match them with a five. They don't do that.
But if they think you're if you think you're a seven and they look at you as a three and they match you with another three, then you're going to be pissed off.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying, is that how that works?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
There's no Wizard of Oz back there going, all right, here's a...
Well, how does it work?
I have no idea. I've never used it.
I bet it's some sort of algorithm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Location, probably. Mutual interest. I think I looked at Match one time, and you had to fill out so much information about yourself.
But don't they, though, match you with... likes and dislikes and all of that stuff and looks?
That I don't know. No, I can't imagine they would.
Because Tinder is just looks.
But here's what it just looks. It's just pictures.
Here's what it does do, though. I just was reading it up. It says it asks you if they are interested in the suggested match, and then you vote yes, no, or maybe. So the more suggested matches you get, the more times you answer, that adds to the algorithm in figuring out, oh, he or she likes this type of person.
Yeah.
Oh, so they don't like this one, they like this one, that kind of thing. So the more answers you give, the more they begin to construct the type of person you're looking for, which does include looks, apparently.
Okay, and I wonder, can you say a certain race that you want or don't want to date? Do they allow that? Or do they have to go by whatever whatever questions you're answering here on, is this a potential match or is that a potential match?
I don't know. I've never been on it to know.
Racist match. Plenty of racist fish. Racist fish.
But it wouldn't be a problem with any race other than white.
Right.
If a white person said, I only want to date white people, then that would be offensive. But other races could say, even if a white person said, I only want to date Asians, I think they would probably flag that.
You think?
Yeah, a white person making a demand on a specific race wouldn't fly, I don't think. But all other races could say whatever race that they wanted exclusively.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yeah.
Here's one of the ways to answer your question, TJ. The match algorithm works. You enter, when you go through all the stuff, when you enter preferences, it includes, you rank like hair colors and then body styles and types of the person you're looking for.
Okay.
And so as you go through, the more people you say yes, no, maybe to whatever is how it takes all that information and compiles it. So it's based on the answers that you give in the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And then the more people you see, it begins to feed you more of what you're looking for.
Okay. So is there a category that you can check that says no chunk-a-bunks?
I'm sure there's a way that you must be able to answer that question.
Chunk-a-butts?
Chunk-a-bunks.
Chunk-a-bunks. Yeah. Chunk-a-butts.
I mean, I don't mind them having a little bit of extra weight on them, but I don't want a full, chunk-a-bunk.
Chunk-a-bunk. I've never heard that before.
I think that's one Jody made up. A little chunk-a-bunk. But if they ask you that question on the dating, have you ever been on a dating site, Alexis, other than Tinder?
No.
Where they ask you questions for profiles and all that? If they ask you what race preference, would you have one or you just say bring them all?
Bring them all.
Yeah. Would you say that because you meant it or because you didn't want to seem like you were being a racist?
No, I mean it.
Okay.
I'm with TJ on that. No white girls.
Yeah. Why do you want something you've already had your whole life? If you're going to the Chinese buffet, don't just go straight for the sesame chicken every time.
I hear you.
What you going for?
I might try some generals.
Okay.
I might try some dumpling. I don't know.
I might start with some
Chinese
soup,
spaghetti.
You never know.
Yeah.
Not but the miso see that soup at the Chinese restaurant.
The fact that none of that stuff existed really when we were single.
I know.
I'm always curious as to how it works.
Okay, didn't you guys have those video things in your like time or whatever where people like recorded themselves and then how would the other person get the video?
I don't know. That was only in big cities. Oh,
okay.
They didn't do that in the rural South.
I think you would have to go and watch them like at the place and then I don't know.
What would it sound like if they did do it though where you guys are from? Those interviews?
Yeah.
You're saying the people are dumb?
No, they're just a very colorful.
Yeah.
Colorful characters. I mean, you guys are the ones that tell us the story. I'm not like making this opinion out of thin air.
It's not everybody that, you know, that sounds that way.
But that, I get it, though. The comedy value of a rural country redneck dating video service. Well, they're still doing the old school style, and you go watch videos. Hey, my name is Jerry Wayne. I enjoy hunting, fishing, peeing outside.
Oh my God! There used to be a TV show. One of the first dating shows was called Love Connection, and they would show you three videos, and that's how they would pick. Then the audience would vote, and. If the date didn't go well, they would show you who the audience voted for, and then you would you had a chance to go out with that person if you wanted to.
Oh, so you got two chances to find love.
Unless the date went well.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the first date didn't go well and the audience voted for someone else, you could go out with that person and they would pay for it.
Yeah, I think you would love that show. It may be on YouTube or somewhere, the old Love Connection. Yes. You would like it. And I think that could be a hit now.
And then there were other.
They just brought it back.
They did?
Yeah, it might be in the second season, but they did bring back Love Connection.
And Chuck Woolery was the host, and he was great.
Now it's.
He's blackballed because he's a conservative.
It's Andy Cohen now.
That was the precursor to some great dating shows like Next.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that on MTV?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Next on MTV?
No.
On the bus?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. And people would come off the bus and they could at any point they could decide it was over. So like the girl would start or the guy would step off the bus and the girl would be waiting there and he would step off and she would just look at him and go next. And he would just walk back up on the bus and go sit back down again because you didn't want to see him.
I told you guys that I was on Date My Mom on MTV one time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like a background character, but still.
Still, bitch.
Still, I was on MTV.
Yeah. You were a background character. What does that mean?
Well, the guy was trying to teach the mom how to play football, so they used the cheerleaders and the band from my school. And I was up front, and my friends from North Carolina were like, were you on Date My Mom? And I was like, yeah, that was me. I'm in LA doing it big, bitches. No, we got paid was like a sandwich. Uh-huh. They gave us lunch.
I'm an extra on an MTV reality show.
You got paid in lunch.
It. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Sorry, your life sucks.
What kind of sandwich was it?
Probably some bologna sandwich.
Yeah. Bologna.
We on a ham budget.
Didn't
in
even
here.
Have no cheese on it.
Something one of the production assistants made at home that morning.
Yeah, it was kind of soggy. It had been in the cooler too long.
Yeah. Your job your job for tomorrow is to go home and make 27 sandwiches to bring in for everybody.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah. But you're a star nonetheless.
Exactly.
I've never been on MTV.
See?
So.
Yeah. And I haven't even watched MTV since George Michael's Faith fell out of the top 20 countdown.
89.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
They've put out a list of a bunch of the rejected vanity plates in the state of Florida that people tried to get, and then the state rejected them.
All from Florida.
Yeah, and so sometimes I have a hard time deciphering what the message is in a vanity plate. And if it only means something to you and other people can't understand it, well, I don't get the point. You know, you'll see that a lot. But this one, these were rejected. ORDGY, orgy.
Orgy.
Yeah. One MILF. Kind of know what that one means. 2020 WTF. I don't get this one, and it's probably so obvious I'm going to be embarrassed, but it's a 3-1-OHSSA.
Wait, 3?
Wait, Riggins, can you pull it up on that screen? It's on clickorlando.com. Rejected vanity plates. Because it's easier to be able to look at them and tell. Especially for Alexis. Okay, so there you go. 310HSSA.
310HSSA.
310.
That's Cali area code.
310s. I have no idea.
Then the next one's kind of hard to figure out too. Forever 69.
That's a dope one.
Yeah.
I want that one.
I think they rejected this next one. It's a 5 and then an HOE. They rejected it because they think the person was trying to say 5-ho, but I think they were trying to say shoe.
Shoe.
They were spelling shoe with a 5 instead of an S. 69 LOL. Ass man. Then this one is BCKTFUP. Back the back TF up.
I like that. I know the next one. Yeah, I know
next
that
one is cut a bitch.
Cut a bitch.
C U T A B C H. Drug man. Oh, damn, pop ups card.
F. F A A A R T fart.
Let's see. Jax Ho. J A X H O E.
K
E T O A F. Keto as.
Yeah.
So that's someone who enjoys the keto program.
Gary just sent us the details of the one we couldn't get, TJ. 310 H S S A. Read it backwards. A S S H O
13.
It would look like an asshole.
Okay. How does anybody get that?
I don't.
That is a crazy mind right there.
Yeah.
That could figure that out. Good for him.
Thank you, Gary.
Lady bitch. L D Y B T C H. M 3TH meth. and then this one just says nuts. Nuts. N U U U U T S. P I S S A H pissa.
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 Wicked yeah. Pissa.
Like that annoying Boston accent.
Stop.
R D N K S H T, redneck shit. S I D T H O T.
Side thought.
Mm-hmm. T number 8, R T I T.
Tater tit.
Ew. What is that? What's a tater tit?
Oh, we'll take it over.
The hell?
hey, where are you going, tater tits? Mm-hmm. Come here.
That's so weird.
That'd be a good appetizer at like Dick's Last Resort.
Tater tits.
Tater tits.
That's got to be on the menu at a strip club now, right?
USEXYFM. You sexy.
For me. You sexy for me.
Sexy femme? I mean, what's
no,
FM?
Sexy.
But it's not MF. MF, it's FM.
Oh.
They misspelled it.
I don't know what's wrong with that. I guess you can't say anything as sexy.
You sexy femme.
V nasty. It's pretty easy. WHTRA5H. White trash.
White trash.
XTA5Y. Ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Okay, here's it. YASSQWN.
Yes, queen.
Why can't you do that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny. I don't see what's wrong with that one.
And Z-O-S-E-X. Zosex.
The hell is Zosex?
Yeah, what is Zosex? Mm-hmm.
Maybe like slow, but Zo.
Good call.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. You got it, detective.
I think so.
Okay, well, what else would it be, guys?
I don't know, but that makes no sense.
Well, okay, well, one, at least I guess y'all are not even trying to guess.
We're holding our bad guesses in.
Matter of making fun of me and you didn't even guess.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Ass queen. You seem like the type, Alexis, that would have a personalized license plate.
Never. I make fun of people that do that.
You do?
Yeah, I was. I had hooked up with a guy before, and he got a personalized license plate, and I no longer had respect for him after that.
Was it about you?
No.
Oh.
But it was stupid. I'm like, you're 30 years old. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Was he an up and coming rapper?
No, he's a producer.
Oh, a producer.
He's just advertising.
Yeah. So he's a producer. Now, would he focus mainly on producing, or would he also dabble in reproducing?
Both. Both of them.
Probably both.
Yeah. Did he ever make it big? Is he someone we would know?
No, but no. He works in a nice studio.
Oh.
Is it Jermaine Dupri?
I will go with him. He's too short.
Is it Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Lil Jon?
It's Lil Jon.
It's Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, from the window to the wall.
Yep. Of all the Lil Jon songs that he's been a part of, that is the one that she chooses.
Yeah, yeah, but the sweat on the balls
speaks volumes.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Well, there's some news, big news out of the world of science that I'm sure is way too cool to have made it on Tech D Rob's Nerd News podcast that comes on today. Because all he want to talk about is video games and superhero movies and bullshit.
Yeah, that's my podcast.
All that bullshit, that's some real science that nerds have created. He doesn't want to worry about that. He doesn't want to deal with any nerd stuff that requires you to put on more than cargo shorts to present it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nothing with a smock.
Mm-mm. Nothing with, you know, full shoes. Only flip-flops.
And Crocs.
But scientists have developed a drug cocktail that allowed a frog to regrow its amputated legs.
Wow.
Now, I wonder if they amputated the legs for the study or they found a frog that had its legs cut off and regrew the legs. Either way, people in Louisiana are going to freak out when they can get a hold of this drug.
Yeah.
Because they're going to give it to frogs, and frogs are going to be growing like 6 or 7 legs each. Man.
Running wild.
Mm-hmm.
Are they cheaper than chicken?
I think right now they probably are. Well, because frogs are free.
Right.
If you really want to get them. You know how you do that, Alexis? When you go frog hunting?
With a net?
No. You go along.
I mean, I would be like.
You go along at night. You go along the edges of the banks of the swamps or the lakes and all, and you shine a big spotlight along the bank. And when you hit the eyes of the frog, they glow, and you float over to them. And you reach out and grab them with your hand and throw them in a bag. Now, there's a different method where you have, it's kind of like a spear thing. It's called a frog gig, and it's a little spike thing. You stab them with it and then bring them in on the stick and put them. But it's better to keep them alive until you're ready to cook them or skin them, whatever.
There's no way I would be able to catch a frog with my bare hands.
Yeah, and you just think about what else you're reaching out into.
Ew.
On the banks of the swamp.
Crocs. Kind
of. But yeah, so they hold, not croc, alligators.
Oh, yeah,
snakes,
gators.
That kind of stuff. But I don't know. Maybe frogs are more expensive now than chicken. I don't know. But you just get a bag full of them. Big old bullfrogs.
Let's go get some in Louisiana. We can sell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we'll there's a shortage.
We'll let you keep everything you catch.
Right.
Well, you guys catch it, I'll sell them.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, there's no way that we could get close enough to the bank without having to beach the boat for you to be able to reach out there. And
what does beach the boat mean?
It's running up on the land.
Oh,
yeah. So it's not floating.
Can we get scuba suits and go in the water and catch them that way?
If you want to get out in a swamp at night, we'll get you the finest scuba suit you can imagine.
You go for it.
Or you guys can put me in a metal cage with a scuba suit, and then the frogs can just come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Making a lot of sense here. I like what you're thinking.
Especially when you're thinking about the reason we want to get the frogs is to make some money.
Yeah.
It's quite a business model you got going there.
Right.
Well, I'm just shooting ideas out here, okay? Right. That's all.
Yeah. Spend $50,000 to get a metal cage and a
scuba suit.
And a pound of frogs is like $2.20 or something.
But you should go on. That's another thing for you to look up on YouTube.
Frog hunting,
yeah, in Louisiana.
Do you also have to have a license for that?
I don't think so.
And is there a frog season?
No.
All the time.
I don't think. I think that's open game anytime you want frogs.
That's messed up for the frogs. So the deer.
There are a lot of them.
Plenty of frogs.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And the armadillos that you guys kill.
And there
too?
Aren't as many people out there catching frogs.
I never did. Did you catch frogs? I never did that.
I've been once or twice. But
I never did that.
No. But I wouldn't reach out onto the bank in the dark. I don't like natural water at night. No matter what kind it is.
It's scary.
Yeah, I don't want to be wading in the ocean. I don't want to be swimming in the lake. I don't want to go in a pond. No natural water.
I don't want to go in a pond.
At night.
What's going to be in a pond?
You don't know.
Snakes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Damn Loch Ness.
Loch Ness in the
Loch
pond.
Loch Ness monster. No, the whole town of Loch Ness.
That's right.
Is going to be out there.
It's in like the redneck life-saving handbook.
I don't like going to natural waters at night.
That's a t-shirt.
I mean, good Lord.
I mean, it's a good motto. Would you want to go in the, like, say, in a lake at night?
No, I don't want to go in a lake during the day, though, but I'm scared of everything.
You never been swimming in a lake?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
And then one lady told me, well, never mind. At a cocktail party, she told me a scary story, and I was like, I'm never going in there again.
What was it?
I don't want to talk about it.
In a lake?
Was it a lake by your house?
Mm-mm. Like something gross happened, you know, in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid.
What? It's not the brain-eating amoeba story, right?
No.
Okay.
Worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Worse.
Oh.
Like, well, this is a cocktail party. I'm going to bounce, if you don't mind.
Like, is he in something else?
Yeah.
Snake in your booty.
Ew. Snake in your butt. Oh, that happens?
Right, no, it doesn't happen.
That's what she said.
That's horrible. It's just pushing its way in there. Ew. Burrowing. Slithering and slithering.
Ass slithering.
You got a snake tail hanging out of your
butt. You got an ass rattle.
I'd be like, clap them cheeks, okay. Not rattle them.
Yeah. Okay, give it to me straight, Doc. All right, well, I've got good news and bad news for you. The good news is that we've found out your problem and why you're experiencing the discomfort. That's the good news. The bad news is that you have a snake in your ass.
Yeah.
It's alive.
Bad news, you got a snake in your ass. Good news, it's not poisonous.
Yeah, that's not, don't.
You got an ass rattle.
That's what it is.
Did she say that that had happened to her?
I don't want to keep talking about this. It's not a fun story. It was just at an inappropriate time, and I got roped into this 30-minute conversation about why you shouldn't swim in the lake.
Story really got to you.
Oh, my God. Trigger. And then guess who bailed, like, leaving me with this wacko?
TJ, of course.
Of course.
You are the worst friend.
So I'm going to go get some hot dog wings. Yeah. Eggs in a blanket. I'm like, hey, shit, it's your friend.
Yeah, tell Riggins about the snake in your butt.
Yeah. God, oh, my. I think I just kept saying, oh, no.
Really? Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Wow. Well, it would be terrible. And she was trying to help.
Yeah.
You want to.
Bit well.
You don't want to moccasin ass.
Yeah.
Water moccasin.
Got a cobra two-hole.
That sounds
a spitting cobra.
Cobra is abusive.
No, it's abusive.
Yeah, a lot of people won't swim in this lake that we have right here. They won't do it.
Well, I swam in there and I got sick, remember?
No.
Member?
No. You member.
You member. Mm.
But you were on a Groupon cruise or something,
it was
weren't
not a
you?
Groupon
and you were
cruise.
Out there with a bunch of drunkards and, you know, weren't you drinking vodka or something on the boat all day?
I wasn't drinking vodka. I had Trulies.
Oh, I thought you were drinking
and I went
hard
off
liquor
by
and
myself.
And you were twerking on the pontoon. And
it's not twerking on the pontoon.
The other people on the boat were wearing jeans and shit.
I floated away.
We weren't expecting to be out on a boat today.
You floated away from the boat. That's like rule number one.
I floated away.
That's how you end up with a snake in your ass.
Exactly how you end up.
Float away.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2020.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.